In today's gospel, we have a few short sayings of Jesus, and I'd like to focus on the first one. The apostles say to Jesus, "Increase our faith." And then he replies with a little image. He says, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." It's a pretty dramatic image that we're given. It's hard for any of us people to imagine doing this, to speak to a tree, tell it to move, and see that it does it. So what's the meaning here? Well, first of all, there is a literal meaning in that there were saints who had such great faith that they were able to perform miracles like this. So miracles recorded by St. Francis, St. Joseph of Cupertino, other saints who were able to perform very dramatic miracles involving the natural world. Jesus himself does this in the gospel when he calms the storm. He speaks a word and the storm is immediately calmed. So there were saints who did this. But I don't know that that's the point that Jesus is trying to make. It seems that the point that Jesus is trying to make is confidence in God's ability to work miracles. Jesus doesn't want us to think that it's by our power that miracles happen, but rather by his power that they happen. It's also good for us to know that if I prayed that the mulberry tree be uprooted and moved into the sea, if that actually happened, that would not be that great of a miracle compared to the miracle of conversion in my own heart and the hearts of others. When I think about what I pray for, I pray for conversion, for my own conversion, but also the conversion of my loved ones who are struggling or falling away, the conversion of other people, that they'll have a change of heart. If someone's left the church or no longer practices the faith, or just if someone's in a bad way or down a bad path, really praying for that person. You know, the mulberry tree isn't able to put up much resistance, but our hearts can be very resistant towards God. So it's a much greater miracle when someone's heart changes, because that requires their cooperation than simply for a tree to move a couple feet. It's a lot bigger deal, actually, when God works a conversion in someone's heart. I was thinking about this today because it's the memorial of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, also known as the Little Flower. And there's a story that of when she was a teenager. This is before she entered the Carmelite convent. She had heard about this criminal in Paris who had been a murderer, and so he was sentenced to death. He was going to be hung. And she also was reading in the papers. Of course, this is a religious country at the time, so the papers were reporting that this man was refusing the presence of a priest, and he was refusing any sort of repentance and refusing any sort of coming to God, being reconciled with God before his execution date. And so that was known. That was included in the write-ups of the story. So Thérèse heard about this, that there was this convicted criminal who was a murderer who was going to be executed, and that he wasn't willing to be reconciled with God. And her heart went out to this convicted criminal, this man awaiting execution. And so she started to pray fervently that he would experience a conversion. So she kept on checking the newspapers to see if there was any news that this man had finally seen a priest or allowed a priest to come and visit with him, and no news came. In fact, he only seemed to grow more belligerent and more resistant to being reconciled with God before his execution, but she did not allow that to discourage her. She only prayed for him all the more. And so finally, on the day of the execution, this is reported later then, she would read this later, that as this man was walking up to the gallows to be hung, there was a priest accompanying him, which was just pro forma. It wasn't because he had asked for one. It's just because there was always a priest provided at the time of execution. The priest was holding a crucifix right before the man went to be to put his neck in the rope. The man turned to the priest, grabbed the crucifix, kissed it, and then he went to his execution. And so that was reported on the news. And St. Therese was so deeply grateful because she knew that God had answered her prayer. She had prayed and God had answered. And we see how that's a greater miracle than simply a mulberry bush moving a few feet, because it's easy for God to do, but the changing of someone's heart, I mean, that requires a lot of grace, because we can resist grace. And so those conversions of heart are the greater miracle. I think it's helpful for us to think about how prayer works. Jesus says in the gospel to be persistent in prayer. And earlier this year, we heard one of the parables that Jesus tells about prayer, and that's when a visitor arrives to someone's home in the middle of the night and he doesn't have enough bread. So he goes to his neighbor's house and he's knocking, 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 and his neighbor yells out, you know, like, what do you want? And he says, well, a visitor showed up at my house and I don't have any bread. And the man says, go away, it's in the middle of the night. And then Jesus says, if the neighbor does not give the man bread because of his friendship, he will give it to him because of his persistence. Knocking, knocking, not giving up, knocking. And so what's Jesus trying to tell us there? He's trying to tell us not to give up on God and to be persistent in our prayer. So I try to do this in my prayers for my loved ones who are struggling or who have left the faith. Like, I persistently pray for them, even when it seems like they're going backwards and not forwards, that things are getting worse for them and not better. I still try to pray with persistence and with confidence that God will work a miracle here, not on my time, but on his time, and that he will do it. It's important for us to know that prayer, even persistent prayer, doesn't change God. I think we can have this funny notion about how prayer works, that if I just tell God enough or knock out long enough, God's own heart will go from not wanting to do something about this situation to wanting to do something about this situation, that I have the power even to change God's heart in this situation. So if I think this way, then when my prayers are answered, then I think, well, I must have worked hard enough on God that he changed his mind. Or if my prayers aren't answered, then I think, well, I don't know how to change God's mind, or I wasn't able to change God's mind, or maybe I didn't knock long enough or hard enough on the door to God's heart. But it's just not true. St. Augustine tells us that when we pray for something and God gives it to us, or when we pray for something and it doesn't seem like God is answering our prayer, if we pray with persistence, what happens is not that God is changed, but that I'm changed in the process. So I pray and pray and ask for what I need. I spend time with God, and what happens but that my own faith grows even through my asking. And St. Augustine says that what this does in my heart, if I have to pray for a long time and be very persistent in prayer for a long time, this doesn't change God's heart, but it changes mine, and it expands my heart so that I can receive what God wants to give me. So maybe it's that God just really wanted me to grow in my desire for this particular gift that I'm asking for before he gives it, so that I can receive it better, with more gratitude, with more love, with more joy. But it also can be that what I'm asking for, God is not actually what God wants to give at this time. And what he wants us to do then as we pray is to come to trust that he has a better plan in mind than the one I'm asking for. So just to give a little silly example, I mean, this isn't like conversion of a sinner sort of example, but I've been praying for many months for a music teacher for our school at Holy Trinity for many months, and actually every day I pray to Saint. I conclude my daily prayers with a prayer to Saint Joseph, and every day I entrust to Saint Joseph those things that are most on my heart. And of course some of that is like prayers for my loved ones and other, and sometimes it's you, if you've brought me a prayer intention or asked me to pray for something, sometimes that's the time where I'll mention that to St. Joseph. But one probably the most consistent thing I've asked him for months and months and months is for a new music teacher. And we filled every other position at school this year with wonderful teachers except a music teacher. But that's the only position I've actually prayed would be filled. So, isn't it funny how God works? So what am I supposed to do then with that reality? The one thing God's given us lots of things, but the one thing that I actually pray for he's not giving. So what do I have to do? But I have to trust that God actually doesn't want us to have one right now. And that if he did want us to have one, he would have given it, like he gave all the other teachers that I didn't ask for. And that he has something different in mind. And actually that he has something better in mind. So this is the faith that the Lord is inviting us to. That our prayers might not be answered at the time we want them to be. And for some things, it might not seem like he's answering our prayer at all. But what happens when we pray with persistence? I don't change God, but God changes me. And so God actually makes it easier for me to accept the fact that we don't have a music teacher, because I prayed for one for so long. But that prayer has changed my heart. It's helped me to believe that I can trust him, and I can trust him when he gives me what I want, and I can trust him when he doesn't give me what I want, because his plan is better than mine. Let's ask the Lord this evening for the grace to be able to pray with confident faith. Maybe there are things in our life that we've ceased to pray for because we just have not been hearing from God and we've grown discouraged. Maybe we haven't even thought of asking God for certain things in our life that we need, or certain needs for others. So this evening, let's recommit to the Lord what he desires from us, which is persistence in prayer, persistent prayer. Let's ask for the gift of faith like the disciples do in today's gospel when they say to Jesus, increase our faith. Lord, please increase our faith that we may believe that you know better than we do, that when we pray with confident faith, you don't change, but that you change us to really receive whatever it is that you want to give us.